Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Henrick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Monty Pearson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe strikes out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson takes first base on ball four. Dahlgren moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Dahlgren moves to third. Pearson moves to second. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolf hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Selkirk hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling strikes out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Lillard moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keller moves to third. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Henrich strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keller scores. Dickey moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren strikes out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolf hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Selkirk hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Selkirk. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pearson bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dahlgren moves to third. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-3 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Dahlgren scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Selkirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rolf moves to third. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rolf scores. Selkirk moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-2 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-3 in the game. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein pinch hits for Bill Lillard. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein strikes out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Nels Potter. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCoy hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Bill Beckman now pitching. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Rolf moves to second. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keller hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.